Joining us now, Assistant Portage County District Attorney David Knappen. The Jason Hyatt case took a couple of unusual turns today. First of all, what happened?
With this particular case against Jason Hyatt, some unusual circumstances. What happened in the motions hearing Tuesday?
The afternoon hearing or the morning?
Well, I guess we better cover them both because many different things happen. So whereabouts is this case based on what happened in the motions hearings?
Well, this morning the discussion with the court was that we got notice late in the day yesterday at a time where it was too late to either call off the jury or have some type of a hearing beforehand, that there was an issue with whether or not one of the witnesses was going to be able to come to court to testify. And in talking with defense counsel and the judge about that, it was agreed that the trial would be canceled for today and rescheduled. That was basically what concluded with the morning. However, part of the reason why the trial was scheduled the way it was is because the defendant had filed a speedy trial demand. One of the laws, or the conditions or requirements of the law, is that if the trial is not held within that time period, the defendant is to be released from custody if he is in custody, or is to be released from the monetary conditions of bond had he posted bond. So in our case, that would have meant the defendant would have been able to be released from custody. In thinking things through and taking into consideration the best interests of the victim, we asked for a hearing this afternoon. At that hearing, we informed the court that the state intended to dismiss the charges against the defendant without prejudice. That means that we would have the ability to refile the charges again. And we were asking the court to hold the defendant in custody for 72 hours, which is by statute, in order to give us time to refile the charges. And the court went along with that request.
And the charges will be essentially the same?
They will be substantially the same. There will be some charges that we are not going to pursue, not because we didn't think we had a good faith basis to charge them initially, but because I wanted to provide as clean and direct a trial as possible for the jury as well as for the victim and the defendant.
And those charges will include the attempted homicide charges?
We will be going forward with the attempted homicide charge in addition to some of the other charges that were originally filed.